The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
When an athlete commits an anti-doping rule violation, ADRV, the sanction usually ranges from a reprimand to a lifetime period of ineligibility from participating in sport, depending on the circumstances. In some cases, however, there can be other penalties, and the actions of the offending athlete may affect other persons, for example, in team sports. Today on JADCO and You, we explore some of the other sanctions for athletes, especially those in team sport, as well as consequences for national federations and associations. Stay tuned. Testing by an anti-doping organization can occur either in or out of competition.
The in-competition period can start 12 hours commencing or 12 hours before a competition. Depending on the sport and depending on the competition as well, the in-competition period might be longer.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. In the case of in-competition testing, if an athlete participates in an individual sport and commits an anti-doping rule violation during the in-competition period, sanctions may include a reprimand or a ban from sport, as well as the automatic disqualification of his or her results.
An individual sport is a sport where an athlete doesn't compete as part of a team, so they are the only one there that competing on their own accord. There's no substitution. Some of the sanctions that can result from an ADRV during an in-competition period is your automatic disqualification of your results. You can lose points, you can lose medals and other prizes, because all of these would be a part of that particular competition.
According to the rules, the results of other competitions in which the athlete may have participated after the violation was deemed to have occurred can also be forfeited. And if the athlete was part of a team sport, then the entire team could be affected.
A team sport is a sport that allows for substitution of players during the competition. So football is a good example, where one or more member commits an anti-doping rule violation. So it could be whether they've tested positive or they're trying to evade testing or anything like that. The ruling body shall conduct the appropriate target testing of the team. If two or more members of the team are found to have committed an anti-doping rule violation during the event or competition, the ruling body of the event shall impose the appropriate sanctions. So you could have, again, loss of points, disqualification from the competition or the event, or other sanctions.
Mr. Brown also points out that the major event organizer has the right to establish rules which impose other consequences which may be stricter for the purposes of the event. Now let's explore some of the other penalties that can affect athletes who commit anti-doping rule violations. According to the rules, financial consequences could be imposed on the offending athlete as well as their national sporting federation. For example, JADCO could opt to recover costs associated with conducting a hearing related to an anti-doping rule violation committed by a member of a sporting federation or association in Jamaica.
Some are sport-related financial support or other sport-related benefits received by these persons, which is federations or athletes, can be withheld because federations and persons would get funding more than likely through the government of Jamaica. Once they get funding that way, we can recommend the government to withhold funds if they commit violations. And you can recommend to withhold a whole or part of the financial or non-financial support if they are not in compliance.
There are 10 anti-doping rule violations, and committing any of them, whether in or out of competition, can be costly. Athletes and support personnel are advised to ensure they are knowledgeable so they can make informed decisions. A detailed list of the violations and their associated sanctions can be found on the JADCO website, jadco.gov.jm.
The advice I would have to everybody, athletes, support personnel, and national federation, they need to know our rules. They need to be familiar with them. They need to be vigilant in making sure that they are doing the right things. They need to make decisions that support the values associated with the spirit of sport.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. To learn more about the fight against doping in sport, call JADCO at 929-3500 or visit 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.